With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Authorities releasing more information about that Minneapolis church shooting. The gunman, a 23-year-old named Robin Westman, was obsessed with the idea of killing children. Police say Westman idolized recent mass killers, and he himself fired 116 rounds through stained glass windows. In the meantime, Hennepin Healthcare EMS Chief Martin Scherrer says there were notable acts of courage.
There's a lot of maybe unrecognized heroes in this event, along with the children that were protecting other children, which is really amazing to hear about. I might be saying too much, but we had one kid that covered up another kid and took a shotgun blast to his back and things like that, and they were helping each other out.
Two children died. 18 kids and adults were wounded. Pakistan coping with dire flooding. Here's correspondent Karen Chamas.
The floods have displaced nearly 250,000 people and affected more than a million, with crops and businesses destroyed. At least 15 people were killed in Gujranwala district. Officials have set up relief and medical camps to deliver essential supplies. Floods have killed more than 800 people in Pakistan since late June. In Indian-controlled Kashmir, heavy rains have triggered flash floods and landslides, at least 115 people. I'm Karen Chamas.
Authorities in Ukraine now say the Russian drone and missile attack on Kyiv early Thursday has killed at least 21 people and wounded 48 others. A Ukrainian Air Force official says Russia launched drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles and struck at least 20 different locations. France, Germany, and the UK moving to reimpose UN sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program. This is SRN News. A troubling report about the United Nations and sex ed.
The Center for Family and Human Rights has been going over material produced by the UN's Children's Fund, and it says that a lot of it is way too graphic for the 10-year-olds that are receiving it. Researcher Max Primorak tells the Christian Post that the UN is also imposing liberal sexual values on kids and promoting the LGBT lifestyle. One brochure aimed at teenagers offers the unhelpful statement that, quote, sex happens. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Authorities in Indonesia closing a church without warning and have expelled the evangelist who was ministering there. Emmanuel Prayer House was serving about 100 local Christians. There's not another church for miles around. Indonesia is mostly Muslim, but violence against the Christian minority has been rare. This is SRN News. There is a new tool to combat the Florida pythons.
And they look, move, and even smell like the kind of furry Everglades rabbit a Burmese python would love to eat. But these buddies are robots meant to lure the giant invasive snakes out of their hiding spots. It's the latest effort by the South Florida Water Management District to eliminate as many pythons as possible from the Everglades, where they're decimating native species. The robots are simple toy rabbits retrofitted to have a heat signature, a bunny smell diffuser, and natural movement. They're powered by solar panels and can be switched on and off remotely. John Scott reporting.
More than 300 Texas school districts and charter schools signaling plans to use a state-developed reading and language arts curriculum. Just last year, it attracted national attention for its heavy references to the Bible and Christianity. More details at srnnews.com.